Colleen J. McElroy is Professor Emeritus of English and Creative Writing at the University of Washington, former editor-in-chief of the Seattle Review. She's published numerous poetry collections, Here I Throw Down My Heart recently, and the brand new Blood Memory. She's published creative nonfiction, including A Long Way from St. Louis and Over the Lip of the World, among the storytellers of Madagascar. She's received numerous prestigious literary awards and is our guest. And it's an honor to have this time with you. I'm very grateful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can you tell us the story of how you got to the University of Washington?
Not in a straight line. I don't think I've done anything in a straight line. But I was in Kansas City, Missouri. And it was a year where we had had tornadoes and flash floods and rain and snow. At one point, the snow blocked my front door. And I decided, like Dorothy, I needed to leave. So I packed up my two kids. Actually, before that, I picked up my son's Globe of the World and gave it a spin.
You didn't do that.
I did. And when my finger landed, I applied for a job, as long as it wasn't a body of water. And I got two answers, one from a place in the Caribbean, but they wanted a long-term contract. And the other one was Bellingham, Washington. Neither of which my family knew about. And so they were very much anxious about my leaving and going to this place, especially way out in the West, where my mother would send me bags of flour and dried eggs.
Provisions.
yes, just in case, because she didn't know what was out there. Right. So that's how I got here.
What year was that?
That was 64, 65, somewhere in there.
Still very provincial.
Yeah. What was the year that the Beatles came to this
65?
Country?
64, 65. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Because I went to Chicago to see the Beatles and lost some friends because of it.
I got to ask you about that.
Well, what is a black woman doing going someplace to see some white Brits?
It's got a black beat, you can't lose it. was that Comiskey Park, I think.
I can't remember now, yeah.
I think they were playing the ballparks back then, yeah. When you came out here, what did you notice as the general vibe of this part of the world?
What I noticed, first of all, is that it was very green. I did not identify it as part of the rainforest at first. It was just west, and west to me meant open range and cattle and horses. But I crossed those mountains and when I got to Oregon, and as I went over the pass, I could see the sea. And so immediately my whole sense of place changed. There are no seas in Kansas. I mean, there was, but that was billions of years ago.
Right.
Yeah. And it seemed almost magical to me, being in a place where there were mountains and oceans and trees everywhere. So that was my first impression, was that. And my son said to me, well, he said this later, but he says, Mom, we're not in Kansas, are we? I said, no, Toto, we are not in Kansas anymore.
But what about the people? Was it more? Did you find it more tolerant? Did you find the people more open? Did you find less direct racism here?
It depends on circumstance. When I first moved here, Washington State had a sundown law. I don't know if you know what a sundown law is. It means that if you are a person of color, you are supposed to be off the street by sundown. And it was broken because an African diplomat's son was thrown in jail for being out after sundown. And the state hastily removed that law off the books. So there was that. There were many places where their familiarity with people other than white people was just minimal. And they didn't really know how to deal with me. But on the other hand, I had never been in a place where there were so many white people and no other people that I had to readjust to know how to deal with this too.
That's stunning. I had no idea that that was the case in 1965. Sundown law, curfews, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're working at the University of Washington when you come out here.
No, I was at Western
Bellingham.
Washington.
Bellingham.
Yeah,
you were
Bellingham.
Western Washington, yeah.
So I was even removed from a city, and I'm essentially a city girl. When I was in Bellingham, I eventually lived on a farm for about a year. I don't like farms, so I was very happy to go back to the city. But the whole thing about being in a place where there were so many variations on the theme of living. I lived about 2 miles from the Lummi Reservation. My first year, or maybe my second year, I went to a potlatch, which I didn't know about potlatches. And all of these things were just completely brand new experiences. My son's fifth birthday was on Lummi Island. I took 10 or 12 boys, which you never want to do, by the way.
I take your word for it.
To the fisheries on Lummi. And it was I spent the whole afternoon counting heads, you know, to make sure that they were all still there. But it was a new experience, and I think it allowed me to see a world that I sort of knew but didn't acknowledge the possibilities of being in a place where things weren't so set in ink and black and white and lines so carefully drawn.
As in the Midwest, as a place like Missouri or something like that, yeah.